In a press release issued on January 20, the proscribed Communist Party of India, Maoist, has given a call to boycott the upcoming Republic Day and to raise black flags on the day to show resentment towards the so-called air strikes on the Maoists' hotbed. The spokesperson of the outlawed Central Committee, Abhay, said, "We condemn the targeted air strikes on our partymen, who fought bravely and were able to injure at least 6 security personnel in the operation on January 11. One of our beloved Kadra Gangi has attained martyrdom in the enemy's attack. We would like to salute her and others for their exemplary bravery and sacrifice," read the statement further. Further, the Central Committee statement read that the Republic Day celebrations should be stopped as the consecutive Indian governments have utterly failed to implement the true idea of constitution in its behavior. Their propaganda about Republic Day is entirely delusional and they don't have any moral credibility to celebrate it. Maoists in their press release also accused the current central government Union Home Minister Shah in particular for launching a decisive battle against the left-wing extremism since October last year. In the last week of October, Amit Shah had chaired a Chintan Shivir, in which he had vowed to eradicate both the rural and urban Naxalism. He had reiterated his commitment in the December meet of security agencies, following which on 7th of this month he publicly announced to eradicate the Maoist party before 2024, read the statement. "From Jharkhand to Telangana, the government forces are attacking us through drones and helicopters. It's an all-out sort of offensive against us which has been bravely dealt by our cadres. However, despite of their bravery, the media has been biased and reporting these attacks as some sort of surgical strikes on us. We strongly condemned it," claimed Maoists in the statement. Press release. Astonishingly, the proscribed group had also termed the tribals as Mulnivasi, a term created by Christian missionaries to promote conversion, and alleged that the corporate-driven government is pushing for the saffronization of the Bustar Belt. "In the forests of our country, some people who are the bona fide natives of this land are fighting for their constitutional rights while the government is busy opening up police camp against them. They are pushing for the saffronization of these people." It should be noted that the Bustar region has recently seen a communal flare-up between the Christian missionaries and the local Hindu Vanvasi community, after which the Maoist allegations of saffronization of Bustar is being seen as an indirect support towards the Christian community and missionaries. Earlier, the Maoist had also bolstered their support to the Bharat Jodo Yatra, claiming the Yatra has given at least a ray of hope in countering Hindu fascism in the country. In fact, there have been allegations that the decisive action taken by the current central government against the ultras has led them to enter into some kind of arrangement with Christian missionaries, with whom the central government has also been hostile for illegal conversion rackets in the region.